Well, the investigation into a suspicious death that occurred on Craig Miller Avenue continues today. RNC located the body of a man in the street at around 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. The street was closed and people were asked to remain in their homes for a good portion of the day. VOCM reporter Linda Swain was on the scene and now she joins us live by telephone. Linda, thank you so much for joining us. News is breaking that this is a possible murder. What can you tell us about the incident?
Well, Jerry Lynn, I headed down there about mid-morning yesterday after hearing that there could in fact be, could have been a homicide or a sudden death of some type. So I strolled down to the area, and I have to say the police presence there was quite overwhelming. I've attended a lot of scenes, as you know, over the years, and this is one of the heaviest police presence I've seen, perhaps augmented by the fact that Craig Miller Avenue, for those who are not familiar, is a very narrow street. It's an older street in St. John's. It's a quiet neighborhood, a lot of big trees and older homes and that sort of thing. So it was really jarring to see this quiet neighborhood that I'm very familiar with. It's on my regular walking route when I do my little strolls around the neighborhood, to see it in this kind of situation. The forensics unit was on site, the Rovers ground search and rescue. There were numerous police vehicles there. There were members of the tactical unit there who were standing guard by a vehicle that was obviously, I would assume, collecting evidence. And more jarring still was a body lying in the middle of the road. It wasn't immediately apparent, but as some of the vehicles started to pull out around 11:30, you could clearly see that there was something in the middle of the road covered in a yellow tarp. Also on the scene was an SUV that was off to the side of the road, almost like it had drifted off, if you will. The driver's side door was still open. Whether or not that SUV was at all connected with this individual or holds any importance to this investigation remains to be seen. Residents in the area tell me that they heard in the early morning hours an altercation, and what they thought sounded like fireworks or gunshots. Now, whether or not gunshots were involved in this particular situation, again, RNC have not yet confirmed, but we are following the story very closely, as you can appreciate.
Yeah, what are police saying, Linda?
Well, they're saying very little at this stage, except that this is a suspicious death. You're telling me now that there's new information now confirming that it is a homicide. Of course, anytime you find a body in the middle of the road, it would be considered suspicious. That's not the normal way that bodies are found. But, of course, what was really troubling about all of this is that it was obviously an unfolding situation. There was something that was developing within this crime scene that police were very concerned about. So in the very early morning hours yesterday, they issued a warning to residents of the area to shelter in place, meaning stay in and don't venture out. So whether or not there was a suspect that they were looking for, if there was the possibility of more incidents or violence, we can't say at this time, but obviously it was of great concern to RNC. Later in the morning, it was, I would suggest, more of a situation of trying to keep the crime scene contained, if you will. But police were canvassing the area, talking to neighbors, going door to door. A lot of people saying, well, I didn't see anything, that kind of thing. I overheard a conversation or two. But basically, this investigation still very much active, and we'll see how it plays out. The victim, there's a lot of speculation. This is a small town in the grand scheme of things. The victim, a lot of people are speculating about who it is and some people offering their condolences, but the official identification of this victim has not yet been released.
Linda, residents are now being told that they can leave their homes. Is that right?
Well, as far as I know, this scene was cleared late yesterday. So as far as I know, everything is good to go now.
And I've got to tap your expertise. When do we expect to find out more on this matter?
Well, I would imagine we're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the coming hours, once RNC send out a release. We normally expect these things around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, but that remains to be seen. But especially if there's an arrest involved, we don't know if there's been any arrests in relation to this, and we don't know if there's anything else related to this particular incident. There's been a lot of police activity in recent days that people are speculating is connected. We don't know any of that either. So it will remain to be seen. But we expect an update today.
And of course, police are looking for help from the public. If you have any CCTV footage or dash cam footage from the area, they can bring that to the attention of the RNC. Linda, thank you so much for bringing us this update on your account on a very difficult and tragic scene.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.